Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. Is that Sefer Toldos Adam? There's a medrash on that pasuk which says that the Adam Arishon was shown all the future generations. He was shown a video, as it were, of all future generations, and specifically of all future rabbis, wherever they would be in the world, the various gedolim in each generation. And as he was viewing this video, he was shown the Chafetz Chaim, and he took a liking to the Chafetz Chaim in particular. And Adam Arishon said, he stopped the video and he said he'd like to know where the Chafetz Chaim was going to spend his life. So he was informed that he was going to be in Radin. So he said he'd like to see Radin. He wants to see what Radin looks like. So he was shown Radin, and he couldn't believe that a great gadol of the Chafetz Chaim was going to spend his lifetime in a little town like Radin. This is all what the Purim Rav is saying. And then the Purim Rav said, the Adam Arishon got angry when he saw Radin, and he said, Yechshvai of Radin. Which means I spit on Radin. That's what he thought of Radin. He says, and that's why there are puddles in Radin. One of the Bachrim in the yeshiva present got up immediately, and you have the right, of course, to challenge the Purim Rav. Got up immediately and said, if Adam Arishon would have spat on Radin, so we shouldn't have puddles, we should have great rivers, oceans, and lakes in Radin. And the Purim Rav answered immediately, ah, but that's the schus of the Chafetz Chaim, that they're only puddles. Anyway, the Chafetz Chaim was born in 1838. And as a young man, the first Sefer that he published was Sefer Chafetz Chaim. This is a Sefer devoted to the rules and regulations governing Lashon Hara. He would publish more such Sarim on that topic. He published it anonymously without his name, just with the title Chafetz Chaim, Mi Aisha Chafetz Chaim. And of course, that name would stay with him and he would be known for the rest of his life as the Chafetz Chaim. Many people don't even know that his real name was Pupko Kagan. He's known to the world as the Chafetz Chaim. And here is a point that I want to make, which I think is worth noting. If you look at the Sfarim that the Chafetz Chaim wrote, he wrote many Sfarim, he wrote 21 Sfarim in his lifetime. He wrote the Chafetz Chaim. No one had ever written a Sefer gathering together all the halachas of Lashon Hara. The Rif, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, was one of the great poskim in the 11th century. And he wrote a kind of Shulchan Aruch called the Rif on various Masechtis of Shas, on certain orders of Mishnayis, but he never got around to Kochim. But there is no Rif on Kochim, and there is no Rif on other Masechtis, Masechtis Sota and so on. The Chafetz Chaim published a Sefer exactly like the Rif, that is quoting verbatim the words of the Gemara, but only the words that are halacha l'maaseh. With commentaries and so on, he published a Rif, as it were, on all those Masechtas with his no Rif. No one had ever done that before. In the Chafetz Chaim's day, there was no parish available on the Sifra. Sifra is a medrash and Sefer Vayikra. One of the 21 Sfarim of the Chafetz Chaim is a wonderful parish in simple Hebrew on the Sifra, on the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra. I think you see the pattern that I'm getting at. The Chafetz Chaim published a Sefer for Jewish soldiers serving in the Tsar's army so that they'll know how to observe the various halachas, when they have to eat kosher food, when they don't have to eat kosher food, and so on and so forth. No such Sefer had ever been published before. And of course, probably his most famous Sefer today, other than Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is Mishneh Berurah. Chafetz Chaim saw that many Jews had great difficulty knowing how to pasken halacha. There were so many different achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, and these achronim were not always easy to read. And endless shelos and shuvos, responsa literature, written between the time the Shulchan Aruch was first published in the lifetime of the Chafetz Chaim. So he wrote a digest of everything that had been said between the time of the